just literally here bounce off some ideas. If you've got themes and ideas, then we're literally going to just help you grease that pole. Great terminology.
Very good.
So just give us then theme, direction and specialism.
Yeah, so I only just came up with, I was doing some more research.
If you've got, it's only an idea at this
point. I haven't made a mood board on the idea that I just came up with, because I literally just thought of it.
No disclaimers. So just tell us about where the idea is and what the theme is. We don't need a disclaimer, we don't know what you're going to do, what you should have done, just what we've got.
Well, I kind of did it mainly in, like, from like the classical, from all the like the statues, rig, or just like gold frames that I saw at museums.
And that was the feedback you got in the, when we did the little exercise on, from everyone, that a lot of people wrote.
That was the thing that just
they?
Really picked up, so I decided to just really try and focus on that for this mood board.
Okay, so then this has sort of been derived from that as a more condensed one.
Yeah, I decided to focus on romanticism.
So yeah, kind of coming off there it goes that way. So let's look at this. Let's see what this tells me in Sarah. So I can see it would be gold. If the printing was a bit better or we had better imagery. So I'm seeing sort of gold, I'm seeing sort of lace
and fabrics.
And white.
It's so kind of got a soft feel.
I think what
it.
I would like you to look at is the Rococo period.
Yeah, it's got like frills and pinks.
Rococo was gold, white and blue. Yeah. And lots of swirls and thingies. Not so classic with the Greek and Roman.
Yeah,
but
I
Rococo's a bit more European. So it's got a little bit more of a flair.
Yeah.
I think that would fit a lot more.
Yeah, it's
that.
Close to that one, yeah.
So definitely look at Rococo. What I'm worried about with you, though, is that, okay, romanticism is great and a sort of more romantic thing, but it's not. There's nothing contemporary. You know, there's nothing wrong with being classic, but you don't have to be literal with classic. It can be a contemporary classic.
Take your twist on it.
You know, but we need it to be contemporary. We don't want, you know, I don't want to sort of see, like, some rehash of Bridgerton. You know, or Downton Abbey, you know, because you're better than that. You're more than that. I'm seeing you've drawn some chandeliers.
Yeah, that was from an artist that I did some research on.
So get all this out as well, because you'll have loads of stuff in your sketchbook as well.
Yeah, so the chandeliers are from the artist that lived at Lebo.
Oh, you've changed them. They look great.
Yeah, they did kind of spring up a little bit, but they've gone a bit flat.
Oh, no, they're great in your sketchbook, though, love.
Yeah, so I got chandeliers from this artist, Lebo, that I, like, really like. Because it's kind of the more, like, contemporary.
You're bonkers, because you're just doing things, everything the wrong way around. What you would have done is made mood boards
of chandeliers.
You're trying to, no wonder you struggle, because you're like, I'm doing that, and now I'm trying to fit it on my mood board. Oh, I haven't got any room, I don't know, I'm going to do a drawing of one. Like, I see your logic, Robin, but... It's the other way around. What you have done is got all your images of all your chandeliers and artist things and made a mood board just of chandeliers and stuff.
Did you say you started one?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. You just had this idea, did you
say? Yeah, it was just quite new. So.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit. Specialism. What's specialism?
So I want to do textiles.
Perfect. Okay, so sort of textiles and a textile design, craft makers, making.
Yeah.
Not designing, making.
Yeah, I don't want to do design, I want to do the making.
Okay, so... All right, you've looked at chandeliers, so suddenly then textile chandelier?
Yeah, that's
so,
a kind of...
So some kind of basically installation fitting that's textile.
That
sounds
amazing. I saw one of Dior's new recent one that they did at the 2023 full catwalk, which is like a big installation of like textiles.
Yeah, so look, this is the pertinent parts of your... So look, just from that, so the most pertinent parts for you when you make your next mood board, because you're going to need to, that's got the idea is... So it would have one of the images of this artist. It'd have one of the images of this artist close up.
Yeah, that's one of the photos.
And that's what I mean, it's too small. You know, it's like the mirror distracts. You know, this is, as I was saying to you, this distracts. You know, and this is fine at point because this is you just with your creative juices and you're like, you know, pulling it all together and this is great. But what I want to see is a refined board where you've hunkered down and it's like, we know it's textiles. We know it's going to be some kind of hanging, installation-y thing. And it's going to be textile.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know at this point. So you can create mood boards now with just, like, this was the most pertinent part of that image, because that's, like, that textile artist all danging, installation.
Oh, yeah.
Installation, hanging, dangling. Got a classic.
Interior.
It's got that. The tulle and glass. There we go, for more organic. you know, again, I don't know how the romanticism links to it, though, if you were going to sort of, like, do what...
I mean, I didn't mean to, like, try and link it anyway. It was trying to... It's kind of like a spin-off from that, really.
Well, what we're trying in the business of now is linking.
Yeah.
So, again, if it's got no link, then it's fine. But, you know, like, yeah. for me, it's... The softness.
Yeah, I was going to say perhaps the colour palettes from it, because it is sort of softy and a bit dulled down. That could be a link.
So, yeah, so as Sarah said there, like the colour palettes that you consider for this sort of more installation textile piece could be you're dyeing all your fabrics in these soft palettes. Yeah. You know, I'm seeing all of this. So this is very sort of on trend for that sort of sustainability interior, isn't it? You know, like it's... You know, light switches that are, you know, like a lot of wall art, don't you get, where people are crocheting with giant needles and doing really like tuftings back, you know, like rugs for walls that are more arty. What I think you should be doing actually is you need to do a mood board that's ecru. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Like this.
Not really.
So ecru means no colour.
Okay.
And so it's not just white, it's kind of like off-white.
Yes, off-white, linens. Ecru just means no colour in it, so like the raw material. Fibers.
Okay.
Yeah? Yep. So I think...
And also they're really easy to dye.
Yes. So why don't we start before we add colour then? We're working with sort of these natural fibres and ecrus.
And that would hit like the sustainability
yes,
side.
Yes, totally. I think classical, can we bring in any... we can definitely bring in some classical, because what you can talk about is that it's scale, and where you're looking at classical chandeliers, you're going to replace, your idea is that you're going to put a contemporary chandelier in its place.
And that could be contemporary by shape or form.
Yes.
And pulling in the romanticism sort of colour palette.
Totally. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen those lamps. You can get chandeliers that are made out of like perspex that you slot together. You know, they're, you know, like they're flat pack. But it's a contemporary play on chandelier. It's actually just slotted perspex. So what I would do is look at contemporary lights and contemporary chandeliers. In fact, just do a whole mood board on chandeliers and contemporary light fittings. Then do another board on just sort of ecru textiles. Like natural fibres. Then we can look at the two of those together and be right. Let's cut back. There's an idea here, Robin.
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
I love the idea of that.
I like it.
I love the idea of that. So, yeah, you know, like we're instantly. So, again, you've just. I think, you know, the critique I have for you is that you just get really involved in making it as almost like it's a piece of art in itself.
You do do that for everything you do. Like, you look at your sketchbook pages.
You know, like, we're trying to actually get information from this, you know. So sometimes it's about not confusing it with bits. And if it is confused, then it's like, right. You know, like, rather than, like, from romanticism, you could look at light fittings of the romantic period, or you could then put in romantic light fittings. Two different things you're going to get up and look at all of that and see if you can come up with then some sort of rough silhouette shapes and designs.
Okay.
But I think we've got some work to do here, is then you need to do some more refined mood boards.
And
really edit and get down. But
some research.
From what I'm understanding, what we're talking about, we're doing contemporary textiles, kind of an installation
with lights.
With light.
Yeah. I love it.
At this point, I think that's fabulous.
I can't
possibly
wait.
At this point, natural elements like natural fibers, natural bleach stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds great, Robin.
You could do some natural pigment dyeing too.
Yes, and that's what I mean. So next week, so what we'll probably do next week is, once you've got your boards out of the way and we've got the ideas probably a little bit more consolidated, because I still think you need to do a bit of work there, we'll then be like, right, let's, for you it'd be like collecting lots of, like, you know, bleach linen, you know, canvas, getting all your products in like that. While you're getting your products in, starting to play around with drawing, like, shapes, natural shapes, things like that. Then we start looking at maybe some, maybe having 2 weeks of doing natural dyeing, dyeing all these things into soft pinks and blues and, you know, which I know you'd really enjoy all of that and document all of that. Then I think we'll get together and have another meeting and then be like, right, what are we going to do with these? which is great. Can you knit?
I can do a bit. I do know how to
crochet.
I know how to crochet. I know.
Why don't you start getting into as well on the side? Just start knitting and crocheting in these kind of non, you know, like the whites and plains, but like tubes. Just tubes and things that you can stretch and or square pieces of knitting.
And that could be sort of related to this.
Yeah, and we'll start around this as inspiration.
Yep.
Okay, right.
Cool. Thank you.
Deal.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Good.
That's brilliant, Robin. So what we've